a guest, a star, whoever it is, passing through our studios. And they pretty much put the spin on the music for 1 hour. We get to know them, what they're about, and some of the personal issues about them as well, if they have any issues, that is. Outside of that, though, it's all having a vibe and just having some cool, clean fun, and we invite you along for the ride. At 10:30, we'll open the phone line so you can have a chit-chat with our guest, and, of course, you can give your 2 cents as well. All right, so keep it locked. Here is our first cut from our guest, Selecta, Inside Earshot on Cool 97 FM.
We're having a party, dancing to the music played by the DJ on the radio. On the table, me and my baby, out here on the floor. So, Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, cause I'm having such a good time dancing with my baby. Everybody's swinging. Dolly's doing that twist now. If you take request, I've got a few for you. Play that song called Soul Twist. Play that one called I Know. Don't forget the mass tables. No other songs wouldn't let me tell you, mister.
You know, I this is a big joke. We have a guest here in studio. I don't mean no disrespect, but I got to pull this guy to the curb. This guy is very out of diapers. And you select Sam Cooke. I know it's your father.
One of the greatest.
Your mother.
One of the greatest.
And then David Ruffin. And you also the lineup. Boy, these copycats. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and make welcome to Earshot right here in Southern Nation's coolest, the Cool 97 FM. A brother, young man, trying him thing, and of course, 97 FM welcomes him this morning. Andrew Hewitt, and he's one half of a duo that I'm going to let you know who the other half is in a little bit, but tell us about yourself before we get into the meat of the matter.
Well, good morning, first of all, and thanks for having me.
Uh-huh.
Andrew Hewitt. I'm an IT consultant, actually, Wayne.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, anyone would wonder how it is that I got to be involved in that duo you just mentioned. The duo that actually formed Yard Info.
Uh-huh. Tell us about Yard Info.
Yard Info.
Mm-hmm.
Our tagline is the lighter side of the news. We have a weekly podcast.
Uh-huh.
Myself and that mysterious other person.
Uh-huh.
We cover the news, Jamaican news. But what we do is, as the tagline says, we take a lighter look at the news.
This is like an oral Tracian Sports, something
well,
to that effect?
Perhaps not.
As an IT and fancy cat outlook, what is it? Tell me.
We do serious coverage of the news,
uh-huh.
But as Jamaican people say, we say bad things make jokes. So sometimes we take a lighter perspective
okay.
of what is going on.
Okay.
Our reach is uh-huh. actually, well, Jamaicans locally as well as the diaspora.
Okay.
Because we're available on the internet via your mobile phone, via your
give us that website.
It's yardinfo.com. That's yaadinfo.com.
Just
yardinfo.com, and you'll see we've gone perhaps about 11 episodes thus far.
So any of this is visual or it's all audio?
It's audio. But we actually will be doing video live streaming within the next couple of months.
So give me an example of a story that you guys have put a twist to. For example.
Well, I tell you what. The first week,
uh-huh.
we covered, and this one was pretty easy. We covered, one of the stories was the seven-star general. And his vow of celibacy for a year.
His vow of what?
Celibacy for a year.
Celibacy what?
Exactly. So you see how easy that one was. We've also covered, I mean, as far reaching as the contractor general and his fight to rid us of corruption, the man at Phelps and Phillips saga, to Dudus and his perhaps borrowing wigs from Nurse.
No, man, hold it.
Yeah.
I wanted to leave the union representative extraordinaire out of this.
Well, I mean, actually, kudos to her. I mean, if she was kind-hearted enough to help the gentleman.
So, as I was saying, Andrew, so this comes out every week?
Every week. We tape on Thursdays. We're actually pretty flexible. We tape on Thursdays early afternoon. But the truth of the matter is, because our medium is the internet, we have the flexibility to perhaps say we missed Thursday, we can tape on a Friday. During the state of emergency, when it was just announced, we actually had an emergency podcast which was taped 2 days earlier than expected. And as I said, it's available on the internet. This show is live. And if you miss it, you've missed it. Whereas with Yard Info, you can always go to the site and check out any episodes that you might have missed.
Wow. Well, we'll come back. We're going to find out how many episodes you've had and introduce the next half of this duo. All right, for now, we're going back into the music. The lighter side of the Jamaican news that this podcast looks into. Now, how long have you guys been in existence?
Like I said, we've gone 11 episodes, so we're talking about
11 weeks?
Nearly 3 months, that's right.
Okay. How this came about? You know what? Don't let me not go into that part because the guest gone to the bathroom. No. I'll only give him some time to come back.
No problem.
But what is your input in this? As an IT consultant, is that you're the person that provides, set up the website, does it cost us anything to go on this website? How easy is it to log on? We need password.
All pertinent questions, and I think you're spot on with everything that you've just mentioned. We, in addition to the website, we also have a blog, which is yardinfo.wordpress.com. And just to remind listeners, it's YAADINFO, yardinfo. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, Yard Info on all of those. But in addition to that, I'm actually something of a podcast fanatic. I listen to technology news podcasts, etc. And I essentially was wondering, why is it that we don't do this here? This is something that we can do in Jamaica, and it's important because you have... we did a survey before we started the podcast.
Okay.
And one of the things that we learned from that was that there's a huge craving for Jamaican news, especially when we think about what happened recently with the security forces.
Mm-hmm.
Many people were left in the dark. They wanted to know more, and they thought that the traditional media houses
mm-hmm.
weren't necessarily providing them with some of the information that they may need, or mm-hmm. even the commentary, which is what we do. Knowing that there's this huge gap, this deficit in terms of what Jamaicans abroad want, and even Jamaicans locally, I thought, hey, there is a market for this. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm. So how do you guys sustain yourself? Because, I mean, all of this work, I mean, let's not kid ourselves here.
For the love of the job, eh? We have reached out to some corporate entities,
yeah.
corporate partners, we hope they will be in the future. And we will be doing basically sponsored podcasts.
So you guys don't get no flack from nobody?
Yeah, the general review has been overwhelmingly positive.
Uh-huh.
But we have gotten our hits, and we take them, we roll with them, and we move on.
Give me a hit that to get that.
Particularly when we covered the Reverend.
So, let's go to a commercial break at this time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Wayne, politics,
uh-huh.
religion are two of the most sensitive topics anywhere in the world.
That's right.
And many people took us to task with regard to our coverage, and we held firm. I don't believe that it's fair for us to say, hey, it's okay for us to ridicule politicians, ridicule public personalities, but perhaps this individual is set up as a demigod and he is out. He can't be touched. No. And the truth of the matter is, it wasn't even so much ridicule, but a matter of covering the news and telling our opinion. You can check. Well, listen, in these days, you know, running not going to help you.
Let's go back to the music. When we come back, we'll be introducing to you the other half of the duo as we team up right here in Southern Nation's coolest, Cool 97.5 Earshot. It's what it's all about. YachtInfo.com, the lighter side of Jamaica news.
Don't say what you feel, much play hard to get.
All right, I while we were off the break, I brought up the website and did a quick read through, and you, while it's aimed, you have the potential for you some over 2 million listeners.
That's
and you have registered downloads as far as New Zealand, the Philippines, Sweden, Switzerland, China, Japan, US, of course, the UK,
China,
of course, South Africa.
South Africa. We got a hit during the World Cup from Port Elizabeth in South Africa. I suspect maybe I know who that is, because there's a friend of mine who she visited there with her family for vacation.
Okay.
But we have got...
Nonetheless, you got a hit from South Africa,
that's
man.
Right. And I mean, the others you just mentioned, Sweden, Switzerland.
So let me ask you something, Andrew. How is this such a kept secret? And you clearly... 2 million people's
uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a potential, but why is this kept such a secret?
Well, it's not a secret, you know. It's not a secret at all, so it's incumbent on all our yardies, as we call them, all our listeners, to spread the word, let individuals know. And I guess I should thank Cool FM for helping to help other Jamaicans to know about the site.
Okay, we'll charge you for that. Marketing strategy tried to pull off there. we're very on top of things.
All right.
Now, what can we expect? So far, it's news.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear you mention anything about sports.
Well,
is it that because there's a particular satirical commentary that happens on television, why you don't want to touch that?
No, we aren't confined to news at all. Even though we say Jamaican news, we mean Jamaican issues. Yesterday we spoke about Shelley Ann Fraser's little tiff that she's in right now, and the potential of the Jamaican Athletic actually having a drug problem, because there have been a couple of things that have happened over the past few years, and we brush them off as you know, minor violations. So no, and even that gentleman that you referred to, Oral, was actually going to be a guest during the World Cup, but his hectic schedule kind of threw that off. So I still have him on, you know, speed dial to come in one time and be a guest with us, help us as we talk about
Since you mentioned that, let me ask you this though. The drug that the Jamaicans are, is it called yam?
You see, I want individuals to perhaps check out the site and hear what we have to say, because I know many Jamaicans are going to be, I mean...
Give us the website again.
YAADINFO.com. Yeah, they're going to be ticked off to hear us talk about that, but I think when you see something, if it's once or even twice a buck up, you know, after that, there's a problem. What the problem is, we don't know. But there is a problem. We're talking about 5 athletes last year, I think 2 or 3 the year before, and several leading up to that, including our very beloved the Lady of Spring.
So, let me ask you though, do you actually have people who you speak of on your podcast?
Yes, we do.
Actually, sit down and comment.
We've had a few individuals in who we've done interviews with.
Okay.
When we spoke about L.A. Lewis, he was actually in the studio.
What?
We asked him to come in. We've had a couple of entertainment personalities. We also do, what we're doing also is what we call yarding for interviews, where we are speaking with individuals that are in the public light, especially on issues that are topical. Our YouTube channel is Yard Info on YouTube. You can do a search. But we recently spoke with Bert Samuels with regard to extradition matters, as well as the Constitution, and you know what ordinary Jamaicans can do when we tend to feel as if there's nothing we can do about what's going on. So these are the kind of things that we want to probe, where we want to go with Yard Info.
May I just caution you though, there are individuals that feed, or literally feed on this kind of thing. You need to be a little careful as to how you feed that appetite.
Journalistic ethics are a big part of what we do. And we definitely wanted to ensure that even though we aren't part of what you'd consider traditional media, that we adhere to all the principles and tenets of journalistic
ethics. Emma, I'm speaking with respect though to the
wanting the limelight
individuals that just yearn that they just they can't get enough of the limelight. You need to not feed that super ego.
We're not gonna get away from that. I'm wondering why is it that we won't get there. we're not gonna get away from that. The important thing is that we actually enlighten while we entertain. And if you can get information, relevant information, from that super ego, hey, nothing's wrong.
You know,
well, I guess we won't be interviewing you on anything.
Definitely not. Boy, you know, I'm going to be going on this thing and see exactly what you guys really have to offer. All right, we have with us in studio Andrew Hewitt, and he's one half of the duo who puts on this podcast that's called YadInfo.com. It's a lighter side of Jamaican news, but it's not all about fun. It's also about enlightening you, probing your minds, causing you to think, and, you know, pretty much... let's see what we can do in holding those who move and shake this nation accountable. All right, after the break, in the latter half of the program, we're going to be linking up with the second half of the duo, and if we can get them to stand in front.
You said he went, oh dear.
That's quite a long time, isn't it? But we won't even bother getting there. All right, so 97 FM is in your ear. We got to be going into the final strains of this music when we come back after the break and a cool message. More for you on Yard Info.
Be, and you help them to become what they are capable of being. A cool message from Johann Wolfgang von Goethe on Cool 97 FM.
And your time on Cool 97 FM at this time is exactly 10:30.
Who will it be? Who will be crowned the TVJ Miss Jamaica Festival Queen for 2010? Now it's time to choose the queen who will hold the national title at the JCDC Festival Queen Grand Carnation Show. Join us on Saturday, July 17, Randy Williams Entertainment Center at 8 p.m. Admission 1,000 pre-sold, 1,200 at the gate, 1,400 reserved, available pre-sold only. Also featuring special guests, Fab Five, Camille Davis, Boomer Dance Troupe, Aisha Davis, and many more. Tickets available at Music Mart. Best regards in JCDC Parish offices. The TVJ Miss Jamaica Festival Queen Grand Carnation, Saturday, July 17. Sponsors, Claro, Tetley, VMBS, Singer, Capital and Credit, Crystar Villas, KSAC, Chase Fund, Matt Nee, Springtime, Soft Sheen, Fame FM, Irie FM, Roots, Power 106 FM, Cool FM, Hive TV, RETV, Zip 103, Star, Gleaner, L'Oreal, Sunset, Jamaica Brand, and COK.
Cool 97 FM gives you the best musical selections any day of the week. Virgin Pains Limited has joined the Cool Train from Thursday to Sunday with sponsored hours of music. Tune in Thursdays, 8 to 9 p.m. inside Cool Thursday Vibes with Michael Barnett and Laverne McLean. Fridays, 7 to 8 a.m. inside Mellow Mornings with Diane Thomas and Michael Barnett. And on Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. inside Cool Vintage Vibes with Roxy Nickel and Michael Barnett. It's all brought to you by Berger Paints, keeping offices and homes beautiful. Don't miss the beautiful Berger Hours of Music. Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays only on Cool 97 FM.
97 FM, the only station to keep you cool.
Bridget Sandals announces its annual summer sale, July 1 to 31, from 15% up to 50% off select items. Bridget Sandals' expanded showroom, where comfort and quality is a must, now offers a full line of boutique fashion to complement your footwear, including clothing, exotic handbags, jewelry, and accessories. So, if you're looking for that perfect outfit for the season, or gifts for the important women in your life, come experience Bridget Sandals, where style and fashion meet. 1 Abbeydale Road, across from Devon House, 968-1913. Come and love your feet again.
Calling all graduates.
Calling all graduates.
PCF Company massive graduation clearance sale. Choose your priceless treasure now while stock lasts. Get up to 50% off on all frames, key rings, clocks, mugs, and notebooks. Remember, graduation comes once. Preserve it. Come visit our showroom and 56 Slide Road, Kingston, or on the web at pcfjamaica.com. Call us at 906-0243. PCF. Endless possibilities.
Optimum Care Dandruff Solutions Pretty Shampoo Scalp Exfoliating Treatment, Moisture Rich Shampoo, Moisture Rich Conditioner, and Daily Flake Control offers a complete solution to dandruff problems. Use as directed to clean and soothe scalp as often as needed and live flake free. This tip is brought to you by Soft Sheen Carson.
One Stop Computers Limited, your one-stop technology solution center. We have laptops, computers, inks, toners, all your IT-related products. We have it. Visit us at any of our three locations, 6 South Avenue or Mall Plaza, or Bay West, the shopping center in Montego Bay. Telephone numbers 906-2322, 906-0507, 971-1508, or 968-2199. All right, if you're just joining us, you're in tuned with Earshot right here inside Cool 97 FM. With me is Andrew Hewitt from Yard Info. Yard Info. And, of course, they provide a lighter look at the Jamaica news. And it's not just about fun. It's also about causing you to think. You know, and they delve into some of the stuff that the usual tabloids and, you know, the electronic media don't get deep into, and give you a clearer insight on a lot of things. Been on the site, and it's pretty, pretty interesting. So, we're going to be going back into the music. When we come back, we're going to chat with Andrew some more, and we will give you also an opportunity to call in if you want to get some more information on this podcast from their website. The number is to call 978-9161, 978-7388, or 978-3886. That's 978-9161, 978-3886, or 978-7388. Cool 97 FM, in your ear.
Do you think this man came along with the band?
Yes!
I do! And do you think this lady came along with the wife?
Yes!
I do! Do you think this man came along with the band?
Yes! I do!
And do you think this lady came along with the wife?
Yes!
I do! I'm coming in the morning.
Me buck up me wife, we name Susan. Send her the husband, I beg you sing a love song. If you ever change your mind about leaving, leaving me behind, say, honey, bring it to me. Bring your sweet love in. Bring it along to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Said that me wife is a part of me life. Me wife is a part of me life. Said some are married and some are divorced. Some of them are talk of married life too close. But tell you love and the girls can love the most. But when they come to my you love me can close. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, you hear the church bell ring. She asked me, yellow baby, and I'm gonna mind it. So take me to the church on time. But you may
want to get out of here. I'll catch you soon, I'll check a man.
This is tragedy. One scotch, one burglar, one beer. Two children, one scotch, one burglar, one beer. Two children, but it's a big and the bus is big, you listen bear. Ain't got the booty, you know, got the bus bear. Better to do a power, it's a bigger you there. Drive in the car, we'll make a show you can see. One scotch, one burglar, one beer.
All right, one scotch, one bourbon. It should be bourbon. I know that's not what it
is.
That's the one there. But you know, we're not able to make a link with the other half of the podcast, the Yad Info, and that other half is actually Christopher Johnny Daly. It's right away once you mention Johnny Daly, it you automatically think
the humor effect does.
Yeah, does you see exactly where the lighter side come from? So if Johnny's the lighter side, that means you're the serious side.
I mean, folks like to think that, but I like to think that I offer some of the lighter side as well. Listeners can tell us. But yes, I actually believe in delving very deep and seriously into these stories, because I think we as Jamaicans, sometimes we don't pay enough attention to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have this common saying, I don't watch the news, it's too depressing. You need to watch the news to know what is happening. You can know what to do in response to what is happening. We learn a lot from the news.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, perhaps I look at it a bit too seriously sometimes.
What if the Jamaican news, and listen and honest to what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. What if the Jamaican news takes you overseas? Let's say in this particular case where I was reading recently where this Jamaican-born policeman in Bermuda after 10 years of service was
Yes, we do. Because
okay.
It is, in a sense, Jamaican news.
Okay.
It is,
even though the person lives in another country.
Right, but he is okay. Jamaican. This is something that is...
So it's ours. Jamaican. We claim it.
Exactly.
Okay.
And even the if we go back to the Shelley and Fraser issue, this is worldwide news, really. You know?
Yeah.
But it's also Jamaican news.
Yeah, yeah. I understand it. But for him who... was a virtually an unknown.
Oh, well, no. We will cover it. If there is enough reason to cover it, we will.
Okay. Now, what does Johnny do in the show? He just crack jokes off of the point that you made.
I tell you, and individuals might think that there's something I have to say that I really respect Johnny. He's very quick on his feet. We do the stories each week. We look at the details behind them. Sometimes we do a little bit of our own investigation or
mm-hmm.
our interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny often brings, Chris often brings a different perspective. Some other things that we perhaps hadn't covered, hadn't come up in terms of producing the story.
Mm-hmm.
Believe you me, I find him to be, the chemistry has been very great on the show. I should also mention though that we also work with Nicole Brown. Nicole is the third part of the...
Oh, so there's actually three?
That's right. Nicole basically softens the two tough men alone can't work. You know? So it's good to have that beautiful
delicate touch
and
to
that
it.
Beautiful presence.
Okay.
And she, believe you me, she has her own fan base. Individuals keep asking for her, more and more of her.
Okay.
So it's really three of us and... each individual does bring a great deal to the podcast.
Okay.
It's not just the jokes. I mean, I've seen Chris get all serious and get into stuff he was talking about, I think, Tivoli one time.
He's a very passionate brother.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly. So, yeah.
Wow. All right, well, the numbers to call, as we mentioned before, 978-9161, 978-7388, or 978-3886. You are in tune with Cool 97 FM. It's all about Yard Info. Right now, the Gargamel is taking us into the musical side of things with... go right ahead. What do you want to say about...
I just want to say that this one specifically had to be on it.
On it, meaning on the podcast?
On the list.
Okay. Oh, your list.
Right now.
Okay.
Belated birthday greetings to Bojo Banjo.
Yes, yesterday was his birthday.
Was yesterday. And of course, a shout out to all beautiful black women, no matter whether your skin color is a bit lighter than others or darker than others. We're all black women.
You need to speak to the Ronin, so you just got yourself in trouble.
Like I said, lighter or darker, they're all black women.
All right, I'll read you.
I am proud. Fan of Bojo Banta, no shout it out loud. Black will always stand out in a crowd. You like the silver lining behind the dark cloud.
All right, now we were able to get the second half or one third of the group. Johnny, how are you doing? No, Johnny, from about 10:15, I was told that you were in the bathroom. No, it's a quarter to. That's 31 minutes, roughly.
I don't know who told you that, because other people who know what I'm doing know what I'm doing. I can't say what I'm doing, but I was on another
line. All right, Johnny, now tell us, yardinfo.com, we have been picking Andrew's brain. Now, we hear that you are a part of it. Now, that can't be anything sensible.
Listen, my people know that once I'm a part of something, it's going to be fun, it's going to be educational and entertaining at the same time. And that info is the lighter side of Jamaican news, and it's Andrew's brainchild that he decided that he wanted somebody crazy, somebody who have like a sense that could kind of shape the information together and make it fun for the people. And that's why he brought me in on the whole thing.
But let me ask you this, though, Johnny. On a more serious note,
yeah.
You have always been seen as someone who is comedic.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm hearing from Andrew that, boy, you're really passionate about certain things, and there are times when you even forget about you're actually here to present the lighter side, and you get serious. tell us about this passion, and what is it about Jamaica that makes you feel this way, where to the point where you even forget your real role?
Yeah, well, I'm so in love with my country. I think that's one of the things that people don't understand about me. I'm extremely in love with Jamaica. When I go away, or even when I'm here, when I see things happening that irk me, and a lot of things do, actually, I really get passionate about it, and that info gives me an opportunity to really express myself and say things that, on average, I wouldn't be able to say, because I'm usually in front of a crowd to entertain them, to make them laugh. I can tell you that when I started out my career as a journalist, and people don't know this, but when I started my career at BIS, I started out as a journalist, and I really was supposed to take it on seriously. A lot of people were encouraging me to do it seriously, and it so ended up that I decided that, you know what, I'm going to do more of what passion was, which was more of the dramatic, comedic side, and that info is kind of putting things back in full circle. I get a chance to have fun, one, two, speak freely about things I'm passionate about, and three, just get crazy on the show. So I get the best of both worlds.
Johnny.
Yo.
This is Johan.
Johan, what about
you see, that's the Johnny me know. Me wonder who the youth are who have accent. I saw long get it there, sorry.
No, we can't have any Johanny. Johan,
we'll have it out. You hear me and you? We'll have it out.
Big man, yeah.
Enough said.
All right, well, Johnny, we want to thank you for taking time out to link with us on this one, because yourself, Andrew, and Nicole is clearly doing a good job on this one. Been on the site a couple of times since we've been here, and really, really found these things funny, but also probing, really, really probing as well, and we just want to commend you guys on what you're doing.
Thanks very much. I want to encourage your listeners to come and check it out. It's yachtinfo.com. Some very, very interesting things I said on the podcast, and definitely you will definitely find it entertaining and at the same time. And Andrew is the serious one. He gets all the news ready for you.
I think this is really Sibelius. So until then, take care, my brother.
Leaving her so long, oh, so lonely. She's waiting there. So you better have she's a dream come true. She'll be your friend when you think that it's the end. She's always around, always around. No disrespect. Step aside now. Another man wants to take over. So now it's time to lose it. Step aside now. Let me show you something about your woman. She needs a tender touch.
You know, let me take you away from Yard Info for a little bit, man, and talk about you. What's your favorite plate of food?
Oh, come on, man. I'm a jerk pork fan, you know. Nothing like a pound of jerk pork and a cold red stripe on a Friday evening.
Only Crazy Chris, apart from myself, know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Tell these guys that we don't get upset when them burn fire for it and they don't eat pork.
Well, pork half a cook.
For us.
It's half a cook.
It's half a cook.
It's more fire than the pork. More fire than the pork. It's half a cook.
And it's more for us.
You know? So tell me also, what's your favorite plate, your favorite cup of juice?
Cup of juice, you know? It's going to be strange. I'll tell you, I'm a cranberry fanatic as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm between water and cranberry.
Okay.
Really.
Yeah. Cool. Now, you mentioned that you're in IT, and you're now electronic journalist as well. Is there any other passion that you have? Were you not into journalism or IT? What else would you be doing?
Well, music is a big passion.
Really?
And I'm hoping our listeners...
Producer?
No, well...
Don't tell me a thing, no answer.
No. we don't want to scare people. All right? Now, it's really along the lines of just loving music, even the selections today.
Uh-huh.
Music is something that, as I said, soothes the savage beast. This is something that I could listen to 24 hours per day.
Brilliant.
And if I could steal Johan's job, believe me, I would.
You can go ahead and dream, man. You can go ahead and dream. But
apparently the lighter side.
No, hold on.
Anywhere we go, the lighter side is there.
No, this morning he made some comment about not just smiling, and you know what? What you need to like throw your head back and I wanted
to
throw your head back and really laugh, So I guess that's his confirmation that hey, it really works. But let me ask you this also. One of the challenges that we have today, and I'm going in your field, is that Jamaica, there is a colloquial term that everything here is a 9-day wonder. Things happen, it's followed up for 9 days, but nothing happens after that. Why is it that you think that in most cases, because I don't want to say all, in most cases, our journalists don't follow up on issues that, because they're not topical, they're thrown aside, but they're not delved into and followed up. You know, our North American counterparts and our UK counterparts would follow it up for years. That's what they're known for.
Sometimes they think too much.
Exactly.
But I think there are many factors to that dynamic. You know, one, it's how we are as a people. There is, and it's good and it's bad, this laid back, laissez-faire type of personality that we have, that we try to not let things bother us. But the bad part of it is, of course, that we allow, say for instance, individuals who have wronged us. And we have public officials, for example, who take advantage of their position, and we allow them to get away with that. I tell you what, too, Yard Info specifically, one of the specific reasons was for this. For us not to have things just be a 9-day wonder. We wanted to cover things even when someone might think that, listen, this is dead. I'm particularly glad, man, that Phelps and Phillips came up again, but it was started by AM Law Daily Abroad. It wasn't us. Our journalists, like I said, it's ingrained in us. But then perhaps you can't even blame them 100% if the public, the ones who they are catering to, don't seem to be interested anymore. Remember, you know, they have to fill their plate, they have to put money in their pockets as well. So they have to find information that is relevant and that is desired. And I also think there's a lot missing in our journalism locally, in terms of investigative journalism, delving not only into a particular issues, but surrounding issues, related issues.
Satellite stuff, I understand. All right, let's go back into the music, and when we come back, we're going to be wrapping things up. Boy, it has been very, very eye-opening. Funny, but eye-opening nonetheless. 97 The Fam, we're in your ear.
We got time, but we got no fear. We got some time, but we got no cheer. Hands on the ground, but we just don't care. We party all night till morning's here. We in the car, so fresh, so clean. What you said is me and my team.
Cool FM. Yeah.
nice and easy. 97.9, oh, you please me.
Cool 97 Radio. Yeah.
We're pretty much out of time, but before we go, I just want to ask you a couple of quick questions. One, the podcast, what's the average time line on them?
The run time is about 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Uh-huh. And with the information that you have and the way you guys are probing, are there any plans to segue into radio, television?
Definitely. It is one of our hopes that we can syndicate the content via perhaps one or two traditional media houses.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on that, so there's not much I can say. But that is definitely in the works.
Okay. Well, boy, Andrew and Johnny in his absence, and Nicole in her absence as well. Boy, you guys are really doing a good thing.